Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking, I'm so far from you. I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
As you know, we're coming to the end of October, last week in October, as a matter of fact. But get in prayer. I'm going to welcome Sister Kathleen. Come on in, Sister Kathleen.
Good morning, Brother Iver. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great, great. Another beautiful. Oh, I'm doing well. Another great, blessed day. Good morning, radio audience. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for another day of your mercy and grace. Thank you for giving us all your blessings in the week, your peace, power, wisdom and understanding, loving kindness, provisions, favor, and health. Now, as we listen to the podcast this morning, let what we hear be of edification and encouragement to our heart and mind. Let it minister in the areas of our needs and challenges. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings from this podcast this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. And we're going to bring in Brother Leon Francis at this time. Good morning, sir. And how are you doing?
Pleasant good morning to you, Ivor. I'm fine and
My neck of the woods is also wonderful. We're having great weather condition in my neck of the woods, and like I always say, I hope it is so elsewhere around the country. And how about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanking God for life. It's another blessed day. And like I said, we're coming to the end of October, soon to be saying Happy Thanksgiving, and then Merry Christmas.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
Okay. All right, we'll have to lend your voice to the proceedings. Yes, come on in.
Yes, good morning, all. I just want to say good morning to everyone who is listening and those who are on the show already. Just hope that everything goes well today. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for this wonderful day that you have provided. We just hope that everywhere else is experiencing similar weather conditions. We trust that all will be well wherever you are. We pray especially for the ones who have been struggling with ill health over the years and those who have just started having a decline in their health, Lord, especially my dear brother, Eugene Francis, Dr. Leroy Lashley, and his daughter, Lisa, Bobsy Nisbet, our dear friend, Mertris' daughter as well, Mertris Nisbet, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, dear brother of ours, Oliver Solomon, another brother, Elkomita Willett, young man over there in Nevis. Especially for Gorbel, Wentworth, Telbert, Juin, all siblings of mine as well, Dennis Kelman, Joseph Gunshrup, Mona Daniel, Fillmore Hallpike, Earl Stevens, and of course, Linford McKenzie. We just want to add one more to the list this morning, Lord. David Christian, the husband of Tyson Christian, the panelist. Lord, we just pray for him as well. We pray for all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord. We ask that you touch their bodies. Heal them from the bottom of their feet to the top of their heads, Lord. And pray that this show may go on without any interruptions in your name. We pray and pray especially for host Ivor and all the panelists and all who are making presentation this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day, and pray that you'll let it continue to be so. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Brother Leon. And of course, we're happy that this day is the day which the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Well, folks, you know, we're going to be here until high noon, but some folks, their special part of this segment is the inspirational portion. And that's the part where we are at this time. We'll go up until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we have sports. David will be coming our way. And of course, Leon and Dennis will put the trimmings on it. Because of course, the heavyweight comes in tomorrow on the cricket show from 6 a.m. until 9 in the p.m. We'll have birthdays, anniversary events that would have taken place in this date. That comes right after the sports. And we'll be bringing that to you. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson, that's Ma Ruby's son. Well, Colonel, of course, will greet his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but he has some that are very special and dear to him on this show. So he called them by name. So we'll hear and listen up for that. Of course, we're going to have the Antigua Care 1045 take them away. If not, we'll have some representation for them. Colonel will have a commentary for us, and it's going to be a good one, especially as he closes out his birth month for the last Saturday in this month. So stand by for that also. And of course, we'll have an open line type just about 11 o'clock, especially from down there in St. Kitts and Nevis, and she's our roving reporter in that part of the Caribbean. Well, of course, you too can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. And if you push the one, we'll see your hands go up, and we will not hesitate to get you in. All we ask that you be respectful of yourself and just to follow the protocols. Well, that is just within broadcast standard. Nothing much. Well, if you want to say something, we ask you to take your time, write it down. Be as forceful as you can, but as brief as you can. Take as little time that you can get it across. If you have questions, we'll try to answer 12 questions. If not, we'll seek answers as well. Well, folks, again, we just want to say welcome for those who are online with us. Beatrice is listening in the back, says she'll not be audible this morning for the first portion. She's looking after Mama Bobsy. That's heard from her, so Mama Bobsy, as she said, just about the same, but she's alive and well. Well, we'll just hear from Donna. She'll take you of the New York end over there. As she, I know she's sleepy and tired, a little head bowed this morning. Let it be in reverence, and not that the New Zealand would have fought a good fight and lost. That's her team. Donna, good morning.
Morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Have a bright sunny day here in New York. We have 67 degrees this morning, so that is wonderful for this time of the year.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. I was saying that your head may be bowed, and I hope it's bowed because you're in prayer and not because New Zealand would have lost a nail biter.
Yes, yes. They fought hard. They fought hard, but they lost in the end. But anyway, we're still in it, so I still have good hopes for them.
Yes, indeed. Well, we have much more of that in sports, so we know you're going to stick and stay, and of course you're going to have your say as well. Well, folks, you stick around. We would have heard the opening prayer from Sister Kathleen at 9:30. You're going to inspire us with something that's going to be really inspiring. That's the one you're not going to want to miss this morning. So without any further ado, we'll say hi and hello to Kathleen in the Virgin Islands. She has dubbed this portion her special do, and she said to make sure. Well, let me say it how she put it. She said, I have a name. So, good morning, Kathleen. That's the one in the Virgin Islands. Kathleen, great. Okay, folks, without any further ado, let us warm the hearts and get some of the sunshine that Donna spoke of over there in New York on the radio. Just in case you're down and out, we just want to make sure we can uplift you one way or the other. But you know who is always standing by? God is always standing by. Come on in, George. No? Let's hear from you.
Bye.
calls me. What must I do when tempted to sin? Help me over the world, victory to win.
Indeed.
There is a candle in every soul, some brightly burning, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes it whole.
Yes, indeed. Colleen Bayless sings for us, and she's praising God all the time. Well, what do we know? We cannot make the sun rise. We cannot make the sun go down. But this is the moment you've been waiting for. To waste no time. So, Sister Kathy, come on in with a word of inspiration for all of us.
Okay, thank you. Our inspirational thought for today is from Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give us strength. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. In a time when we all will face circumstances that lead to anxiety, distress in our body, fear, worry, and uneasiness, what does God want us to remember? This is a defining question for us each day, but we will experience, and some are experiencing, hardships. But what does God want us to remember? God, first of all, wants us who are his children, meaning we who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, to remember that we are his children. He says in Isaiah 40:10, and continues to say, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God gives us the perseverance we need in times of storms. He gives us the ability to maintain our faith in him. Our physical and spiritual strength comes from the Lord. God strengthens us when we are weak, empowering us to persevere when our inner thoughts, feelings, or imaginations say we can't take another step forward. We are reminded, according to Isaiah 40:31, God said, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Now let's recap again what God gives us when he gives us strength. One, God gives us the ability to keep going day after day. Two, the ability to stand up and keep moving forward in spite of difficulties or battles. Three, he enables us to be physically strong. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, Jesus says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Fourth, God's strength brings protection, help, mercy, and joy. The Lord will strengthen the weary and give grace to those who are of humble heart. Now, you may ask, how do we gain this strength? How do we find it? The answer is in his word. We find strength from reading his word. Also, by knowing Jesus through scriptures. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you." Be mindful and remembering that despite what we hear, experience, or see, God is our source of power and strength. He will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. And that's from Isaiah 26:3. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. Lord, we thank you for ministering to our hearts and minds today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and thank you for that. Said a lot, and we know God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's none like him. What do we know? Same God that's on the mountain, who is on the mountain, it's the same God who's in the valley. Take a listen.
Life is easy
when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Remember David and Solomon.
They were high.
Remember Joseph, Sarah, Abraham. I realize I'm not the only one, because the cross is the perfect demonstration. Take me smile again, Jesus, make me scream again, Jesus, make me laugh again, teach me how to walk again. Take it, Jesus, make me smile again, Jesus, make me scream again, Jesus, make me laugh again, teach me how to walk again. Jesus, make me smile again, Jesus, make me scream again. Take it, Jesus, make me laugh again, teach me how to walk again.
Yeah, up a time. Jesus, make me smile again. Yes, dear.
We do it again.
Come.
right. You can praise Sinash. Man, I'm telling you, I'm bouncing around. Thank you.
I worship you. Oh, pretty devotion, dear, my vacation.
Quite touching. Well, right about now, we're going to be having Sister Kathleen to dismiss us from this segment as we go on out with some blessings. Sister Kathleen, come on in.
Okay. Heavenly Father, as we go about our day and throughout the week, help us to be mindful about what your word says in Psalm 29:11. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Help us, Lord, to be intentional and vigilant in praying continuously when we need strength, asking for strength and thanking God for his strength to do the various tasks in our home or on the job or wherever Christ is leading us to go or do. We thank you, Lord, that you are our source for everything we need, and your strength is sufficient for each day. Now we pray for the sick and shut-in. We rebuke all the spirits of distress upon them in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Lord, to help remedy their health concerns. We pray for those particularly who are going through a storm right now. We ask you, Lord, to give them strength to believe in you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you will do in our hearts and minds today, in Jesus' name and throughout the week. Amen.
Amen. I want to really, really thank you. Coming through, ending out this month, October. Sure, we do it all over again in the month of November. That's a Thanksgiving month where we give thanks every day, but we'll double the pleasure in the November month. Thank you again, Sister Kathy.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For those the good.
that song is so touching. We're going to sing for the goodness of God. Well, we've come to the end of yet another inspirational poem. Cece Winer taking it down there for us. And for those of you who would have enjoyed this, I ask you to share it with others, because the whole segment is going to be in the archives. So, what do we know? We are heading out. One more verse.
All my life you have been told. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
share it here first. Lynette is pushing her weight around. She said, how dare you? Let me read it properly. You'll be coming here saying that you're going to be playing just the first when we know that the second time around is better than the first time. So I had to play it in its entirety. Thank you. For the folks who are leaving us, we want you to have a really, really good day. We know some folks just come for the inspirational portion. I truly, truly enjoy this segment. I hope you would too. And like I ask, as usual, spread the word. Well, we have David standing by with sports, so let us see if he has anything new for us. Did we get an update this morning? No, we had a thrilling encounter. New Zealand and neighboring Australia. I'm sure he will be telling us much more about that. David, the main man, how are you, sir? How art thou?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to the listeners.
Yes, well, good morning. Let me give you the message from Cardinal before I forget. He's saying that this month is his month, his birth month, and he's going out with a bang, and he wants you to bring some good news for him. He said you normally greet the ladies first, but his request is that you greet him first and to call his name twice. I don't know. I'm just a messenger.
Listen, I'm going to say the Cardinal. I know Cardinal did not give you that message, so, you know, that's why I'm not going to even buy into that. So I'm going to say good morning to the ladies, as always, as I said there. Yeah, the reason why we're here, so I'm going to have to give them their kudos and say good morning to them. Good morning, Lynette, Marcus, and Barbara, and Donna. And good morning to the ladies, wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening. And then I can say good morning to Cardinal. I know the birth month, and if you're going out to the bank, there's nothing I can do or anyone. And good morning to you, Ivor, Leon, Audley, and Dennis. Good morning. Well, what an intriguing set of games we're having. I know the the ICC World Cup is done, they've been playing, and I guess it's getting into the warm-up stage now with people asking for a lot of, there was no excitement, no drama, the games are too easy. I guess we're having some down-to-the-wire thing here. But I'm going to start, Ivor, with the NFL. And what happened in the NFL over the weekend. I'm going to start with Thursday night's game. It's the Bills and the Buccaneers. It's the Bills coming out on top 24-18. And then for tomorrow at 1 o'clock, you have the Jets versus Giants. Jaguar versus Steelers, Eagles versus Commanders, and Rams versus Cowboys, and Vikings versus Packers, Falcons and Titans, Patriots and Dolphins. So the mullets, as I call them, would be taking on Bill Belichick. And as you know, Bill Belichick is having a rough time there in his coaching career. I guess this is one of the season that his team is going on, ever since Tom Brady left there. seem to be going downhill. Also, the Colts versus the Saints. As I said, tomorrow, just go back to that Dolphin game. They should have a packed stadium, or they won a few games. So all their supporters will be coming out, and this is a rival game between them and the Patriots. So, as I said, you should have a pack house out there tomorrow. Texas versus the Panthers. And at 4:05, Browns versus Seahawks. 4:25, Bengals versus 49ers. Chiefs versus Broncos. Ravens versus Cardinals. And at 8:20, we have Bears versus Chargers. And to Monday at 8:15, you have Raiders and Lions. So that's what's happening in the NFL. And I was asking last week, I was, the NBA had started. Obviously, it may not have started, but it definitely is on the way now, with some games being played last night. And James is playing today. I started yesterday's game, Pistons versus Hornets. Pistons, 111, Hornets 99. Nuggets versus Grizzly. Nuggets 108, Grizzly 104. The Knicks versus the Hawks. The Knicks came out on top there, 126-120. Thunders versus Cavaliers. Thunder 108, Cavaliers 105. The Heat lost to the Celtics, 119-111. The Rockets and Spurs. The Spurs coming out on top there, 126-122. Bulls versus Raptors. Bulls 104, Raptors 103. And Mavericks versus Nets. Mavericks 125, Nets 120. Jazz versus Clippers. Jazz 120, Clippers 118. So that was a squeaker there, Ivor. Magic versus Blazers. Magic is 102, Blazers 97, Golden State. Dump the Kings, 122-114. Today's game, Ivor, you have the Bulls versus Pistons, Knicks versus Pelicans, Grizzlies versus Warriors, and at 7:30, Pacers versus Cavaliers, 76ers versus Raptors. 8 o'clock is the Heat versus the Timberwolves. That's today. Jazz will play at 10 p.m. So Jazz versus the Suns. Tomorrow at 3:30, Nuggets versus Thunders. Hawks versus Bucks. That's at 7 p.m. Warriors versus Rockets. Trailblazers. And 76ers will play at 7:30. At 9, you have Lakers and Kings. Spurs versus Clippers. So that's what's happening in the NBA there, Ivor. So we go over to the Bartlett Premier League, which one game has played already. Yesterday, Crystal Palace and Tottenham played, with Tottenham coming out on top 2-1. And this morning, our first game, Brentford versus Chelsea. And Brentford came out with a 2-0 game. You have Arsenal and Sheffield playing right now. Bournemouth and Burnley, with Burnley leading 1-0 and 14 minutes has gone in that game. Later on at 12:30, you have Wolves Newcastle. And tomorrow, you have West Ham and Everton at 9. And at 10, Brighton versus Fulham, Aston Villa versus Luton, Tone, Liverpool versus Nottingham Forest, and Manu and Manchester City at 11:30. So that's a rivalry there. Is the Manchester team clashing there. Either. So that should be a home dinner of a game there. And I know my brother will be sitting down, licking his chops. He's a specialist that is team one, which is Liverpool. So we're looking to see in between the two Manchesters who would come out on top. But Ivor, I'll be reminiscing to say, if I did not say, to the people of the Caribbean, you know, that went through that hurricane, if I didn't ask, Chrissy, you're there.
Okay, come in.
Yeah, if I did not say to the people at the Caribbean that went through that hurricane there, if everyone is safe. So I'm asking them to excuse me if I did not bring it up earlier when I spoke, that, you know, hoping everyone was safe, there was some serious damages or, you know, and things like that. So just would like to say the people of the Caribbean, we continue to prepare and get themselves, you know, storm ready. All right? I will, so I'll get back into sports here. Jen, can you guys keep it down, please? I'll go back into sports. I will. So we know, as I said, the World Cup is... before I go to sports, Ivor, I wanted to say that presently the Jamaica women football team, this is soccer, is playing the Gold Cup qualifiers, and they decided, the major part of the team decided to sit out because of some pay dispute. And they played Panama with a second 11 team, and they lost to Panama 2-1 after scoring first. And they'll play this Sunday, they'll play Guatemala at the National Stadium in Jamaica. So that's what's happening there. And with women's soccer, especially down in the Caribbean there. But let me go to cricket now, Ivor, and we would look at the Super 50 that is presently being played. I can give you some scores from yesterday's game, Ivor, from Thursday. I'll start with Thursday. Trinidad versus Leeward. And Leeward won 98. Trinidad won 99-7. And in that 198, Karen Powell got 75 from 48. And he seemed to be in a destructive mood whenever he goes to bat, Ivor. He doesn't, he's not playing around. He seemed to be hitting bowlers all parts of the field. So he's 75 some from 48 balls with 5, 4, and a 6. Justin Greaves got 58. Those are the main contributors there, 198. Bowling for Trinidad, Yannick Carrier got 5 for 48 from 10. And then Sydney Narayan get 3 for 30 from 9.2. And Terrence Hines getting 2 for 24 from 4. When Trinidad batted, they made 197 for 7. With Carrier again starting with the bat, he got 45 not out. And 41 to Jason Mohammed. And Sydney Narayan get 33, 21 to Terrence Hines. And guess what? Extras was the next best. It was 20 extras, 12 wides and 8 leg byes. 199 for 7. The 3 wickets apiece to Joseph and Aiden Walsh Jr. Aiden Walsh Jr. got 3 for 32 from 9. And Alzar Joseph got 3 for 45. So that's Thursday's game. On Friday, combined college and campuses play Jamaica. And Jamaica is languishing at the bottom at the table there. They lost by some 121 runs via DLS. Combined campus and colleges, 320 for 7. Jamaica, 198. The top scorer there was Richards. Demario Richards getting 71. 56 to Jonathan Jeremiah. And 51 to Tadina Lane. 41 to Jordan Johnson, and 32 to Shane Darwish. So 320 for 7 there. Bowling, the best bowling figure was Odin Smith. He got 3 for 28 from 8 overs. When Jamaica batted, they made 198, as I said. 50 went to Chadwick Walton. His 50 comes in 35 balls. To Odin Smith. 31 to Brad Barnes. 22 to Jermaine Blackwood. Those are the main contributors there. Bowling for BCC. There was 4 wickets to Romario Grave, 4 for 51 from 10.
You're cutting on down,
One from 10. There was 2 wickets to Prasad, 2 for 25 from 4. There was 2 for Throne. He got 2 for 35. And 2 for 55 for Manstein. So Jamaica had lost again, and I said they're languishing at the bottom of the table with, if I serve me correct, Trinidad is in the lead there. Today, Trinidad plays West Indies Academy. That game, I don't know if that game started. It doesn't seem as if that game has started. Tomorrow at 9, you have Barbados and Guyana, and at 1, yeah, Jamaica and Windward. So that's what's happening there in that. Now we go to the World Cup, Ivor. As I said, yesterday's game was a nail biter, and today's game came down to home dinner. It's presently Bangladesh seems like it's imploding. with this morning's game, I can find the Australia versus, not Australia, Pakistan versus I'm losing my train of thought. Pakistan versus
South Africa.
Yeah, you know, so that game there was, as I said, they were crying for games to be a lot closer, and they couldn't get any closer than yesterday's game either. I was saying that South Africa squeak home by 1 wicket. So Pakistan made 270 and South Africa 271 for 9. As I said, that was a squeaker there. 50 to Shakir, 52 to Shakir, 50 to Azam, 43 to Sadab Khan, 31 to Rizwan, and 24 to Nawaz. 270. 4 wickets to Shamsi and 3 wickets to Marcus Jensen. 2 wickets to Kotze. When South Africa batted, 271 for 9, as I said, 91 going to Markram and 28 to Babuma, 24 to Vincent de Kock. 20 to Marco Jensen. So those were the main bowlers there, with 3 wickets going to Shaheen Afridi, 2 to Harris Rock, 2 to Mohammed Wisdom, and 2 to Amir Usama. So that game here, and then this morning, Ivor, we followed up with another humding off a game, Australia and New Zealand. Australia winning that game by 5 runs. Here, Ivor, Australia batted first and made 288 with Travis Head coming back into that side and getting 100 from 67 ball. He had 10 fours and 7 sixes. 81 to David Warner, 41 to Maxwell, and his 41 incidentally came from 24, 38 to English. He got his 38 from 24 balls, from 28 balls, 37 to Pat Cummins, and 36 to Miss March, 388. The best bowler for New Zealand was Phillips, 3 for 37 from 10, and Trent Bowles, 3 for 37 from 10, with 2 wickets to Miss Saltner. He got 2 for 80. And they batted at 383 for 9, with Ravindra getting 116 from 89 balls. He had 9 4 and 5 sixes, 58 to Nisham, and 54 Darren Mitchell, 28 to Devon Conway, and 32 to Will Young, 21 to Tom Layton. So they, I said, they lost that game by 5 runs, 3 wickets. Tampa got 3 for 74 from 10. Pat Cummins 2 for 66, and Matt Schaefer was 2 for 70. And then the game between Bangladesh and Netherlands is still playing, and after being reeling, came up and made 229 and making a strong, very strong defense after 229. The skipper, Patel, was getting 68. Arazi certified to Ingeborg, and 23 to Van Beek, 23 not out, 229. There's 2 visits apiece to Islam, Ahmed, Roman, and Hassan, with Roman getting 2 for 36, Hassan getting 2 for 40, Ahmed getting 2 for 43, and Islam getting 2 for 51. When now I said Bangladesh is batting, and they're reeling at 81 for 6, with 35 going to Miraz and 15 to Hassan so far. So there's 3 wickets to Paul Van Meekering. So far that game there is still in progress. Tomorrow, for local cricket, you have the South Florida Premier League as matches on top. Maybe some 11 or 12 matches on top. International, Tropics International versus TBE at Neymar Regional North. Palm Beach Gladiators versus Florida Cricket Academy at Neymar Regional Park South. Palm Beach Hurricane versus South Florida Sunriser, John Prince. PCC Googlies versus Coconut Creek at Matt Brown. U.S. Cricket Academy versus Kendall Stark Branch Fellow Park North. With Palm Beach United versus Mark Carr. CC at Sports Park. Challengers versus Young Genius Academy at Tradewinds Park. Central Broad Regional Park 3 and 4. Tufan versus Underdogs, and that game is not actually on Central Broad Regional Park Field 1 and 2. You have Bangor Tigers versus Eagles at John Stretch Park. And then Neymar Regional Park North, you have Miami Chargers versus Strikers. So that's a late game. That game should start about 2:45. And incidentally, this is the game up there in South Shore starts at 11, along with the game at Central Broad Regional Park. All other games start at 10, except for 2 games. One on Miramar Regional Park North starts at 9:30, and on the South Field at 9:30 also. So I'm gonna leave it there for now for sports. The Cardinal coming in greets many fans. So this is what I have for this week. Until we talk again, Ivor, next week. Said to the members of my Caribbean folks, be safe. Be prepared. Hurricane season is not over yet. That's it.
Okay, thank you. But it seems as if Bangladesh is in a lot of bother here. Netherlands seems as if they want to put a number on them. So I think the World Cup is really heating up. It's really, really heating
and
up
Netherlands,
now.
Netherlands don't care how much they make, either. They seem to give it a fight. They doesn't give up easily. If they make 10, you got to play home with your A game to make that 10 runs. They're not going to give
yeah.
you anything free.
That's the way to go. Well, point standing, South Africa is at the top of the table. They have one more game than India, who would have won some 5 games as well. But South Africa sitting at the top of the table with a better net run rate. So remember, the top four get into the semifinals. Presently,
yeah,
we have South Africa, India, New Zealand, and Australia. Surprisingly, Sri Lanka would have worked their way from the bottom all the way up to number 5. And they're on 4 points. Even Afghanistan is ahead of Bangladesh and England. So I think England now has resort themselves to be spoilers. So India better watch out tomorrow, because I think England would have to win all of the games and with a superior net run rate to get into the top four. So that's, I'm going to call it and say that is not going to happen. But I do believe.
I don't think so either, Ivor. I don't think it was was on my list here to give the
standing. The standing.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, not a problem. We want to thank you for coming through. And some reason you just didn't believe my story, but Connor's gonna, he's gonna tell you. I think it's about time he be honest. It's his last day on this program in terms of his birthday. So he might, let me tell you what he's gonna say. He's gonna say, I gave you a message, but it wasn't that message. I have a feeling he's gonna chicken out and say that. But anyway.
Good morning, David.
Just go ahead and tell the folks, just before you come in, Cardinal, let me let the folks know that tomorrow you will hear the sports in full at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. when the heavyweight comes in. And that will be the cricket show, 515-605-9850 gets you in. And you'll be a part of it. If you're not going to be on the telephone, you can get on the World Wide Web at blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Spread the word. Heavyweights are in tomorrow, and it's going to be a real good show that you're not going to want to miss, because India is trying to hold on to the number one spot, trying to win on their home soil the World Cup. Cardinal, I gave you a message.
Good morning.
That's where I'm going to leave it at.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
David, I am quite happy that you let your mother would be proud of you too this morning to know that she raised a very wise young man. You know, I'm sure she would have somewhere along she would have the line. She would have told you, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. you understand?
Yeah.
You would have exercised the wisdom she would have imparted to you, and saved yourself a whole lot of grief this morning.
Yeah.
You know what kind of problems you can get into.
When you agree
with the ladies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you tell us that all the time. You know how to start. You tell us that all the time, and I have become much wiser at your instruction. You know, you say that all the time. So I wasn't really
concerned. I need to ask David a question, and I'm sure you're gonna answer me honestly. David, in Jamaica, which side of Jamaica are you in? The east, the west, the north, or the south?
Well, I would say the west.
Thank you very much. And you're going to sit down here, stand up here, but for sure you're going to stay here and listen to Colonel telling you about wise men. Where wise men come from? The wise men come from the east, right? You're going to let Colonel stay here and fool you and use the word wise to you when he texts me and tell me, what's our kind of fool David? I know he come from the west. He's a wise man.
The wise man. The wise men, they tell you the wise men coming from the east, eh? But they didn't tell you they were going home.
I can only say what he texts me and say, what are we going for, David? David is from the west, but I want to say he wise, and I know wise men is from the east. But anyway, I actually want to tell you our story.
Like I said, they told you that the wise men were from, but they didn't tell you they were going home.
No, they didn't tell me that. They didn't reach the part because I just started laughing.
They
didn't
tell
me that because...
They just tell you where they were coming from. They didn't tell you that they were going home. So David, stay on your track, man. You're good.
Anyway,
you know,
David didn't do two things.
Information.
At least okay. David will give you 50%. You know, you told me to tell him to call the name first and to call the name twice. He called the name one time and he called it someplace in the middle. You see, when I'm running a race, and the 10 of us, if I'm not going to come first, I'm going to make sure I come last. And when I used to come fifth and sixth and so, nobody remember me. Nobody see me. I come in a jumbler pack. So you came in a jumbler pack. Your name didn't even remember to be mentioned.
But David, you see.
He didn't call the name first and he didn't call it twice. So none of your requests was on there too.
The Maya,
you know,
but the Maya that you were trying to get David into, he is safe from that. That's the issue right now. So which means he's from the West. It means that he is off.
You see, David thought it was April. David is not April 1st because he came on and he said, he knows that Colonel didn't tell me that. That's a bold statement to make. I think that's a bold statement to make. He said, he didn't even say, I believe. I don't believe Colonel tell you that. He said, I know. But David, I keep my eyes on you guys. One is David, one is Cardinal. I don't know if you guys are biblical or not. Can I have to give back Virgil's phone?
That David's mother is a very wise young man. That's how I should tell you.
Okay, well, your friend said they want to hear from you. So, you might as well tell him what you have to tell him.
I'm sure Janet is making sure that stayed in place.
Well, I just make sure that I didn't hear when David gets slapped, so I make sure I take him off.
Okay.
So David, I save you.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Janet in the back. You have to hail your fans then, because I already said
you don't know my name.
You know
that song?
Marcus has advised, and let me hear this to Marcus. Marcus has advised that he won't be able to come in early this morning because he has a previous engagement, and I'm hoping that her enterprise today might thrive, and if she has to travel, she travels and gets back and forth safely. This morning is a blustery morning here in the Virgin Islands. It's still hot, but we have had some rain overnight. I went to the market this morning, and the earth is all soggy and wet. So, and many of the vendors have decided to stay away in anticipation of the impending weather. So a lot of the stalls are empty. Didn't get my big old watermelon that I went to look for. And so we are watching to see how the weather plays out today. Well, you know, it's the end of October. Not the end of October today, but it's the last show for the entertainment show for October. And like I reminded you this morning, October has to go out with a bang. But don't be alarmed. November is coming in. And, you know, November has some good numbers too. You know, coming up closely behind October there, November has good numbers. So, running up a good second behind thing. But you'll hear more about that from Ivan, how good November is. He's telling that, man is telling you. That's Ivan's style, just in case you didn't know. So November is coming up, so don't be alarmed. You'll hear of a month that has quite a number of birthdays in it and celebrations. And on November 1st, I guess the Virgin Islands kicks it off with what they call Liberty Day. And it used to be called D. Hamilton Jackson Day, one of the stalwarts for the quest for liberation in the Virgin Islands, D. Hamilton Jackson.
And before that, you know, he was involved in organizing the working people, the laborers. So it became, at that point, at some point it became what was called Bread and Bull Day. They used to celebrate it in Grove Place. I mean, they would actually, in the old traditions, they would actually kill a bull and have food and music and all of that kind of stuff. That tradition has faded out. And so, you know, it passes quietly without any celebration. I'm not sure if the youngsters really understand the significance of November 1st here in the Virgin Islands. It's a big day for the labor movement and the quest for the liberation of our people here in the Virgin Islands. So I'm hoping that somebody at some point would remind them and revive the show. Yesterday, I was able to see a quadrille dance. You know, some people came to the court to celebrate one of the members of the staff who was retiring. You know, and I remember that quadrille dancing was a popular ritual all around the Caribbean, and it seems to me that St. Croix is the only Caribbean island, I mean, maybe somebody can remind me of others, that has retained that tradition, and also they have retained the Mokojumbi tradition of dancing high on stilts. So, you know, but I'm not seeing, a young lady told me yesterday they used to offer it in the schools, but they're not doing it anymore. So soon we might have to see that tradition also fade out. Anyway, let me say good morning to the fans, friends, and to say again, you know, to remind the fans not to be alarmed because of October is gone. November is coming in. November signals the beginning of the grand holiday season. You know, you have Thanksgiving and the people in the church who celebrate All Saints and All Souls and All Saints on November 1st and all that kind of thing. And then, you know, we're looking forward to this grand holiday season, which November signals in.
Well, with that said, Daniel, hold on a minute, because these messages come in fast and furious here.
Well, fast and
furious. Yeah, we have the Antigua case standing by, but Lina says she wait for Norman, and she definitely not gonna wait on Cardinal before she talks. So Lina, I gave him a message. It said move him over. You have to talk. Yeah,
go on,
Lina. Did I say she hung
up? Good morning, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Cardinal.
Good morning.
Morning to David and his wife. Thank you for the greetings. Oh, well, we are here under continuous rain, but I love it. It's raining and raining and raining and raining.
Okay.
So what's the feeling?
What's the feeling? You're raining away. What's the feeling? Are you feeling cold? Are you feeling wet? What is it all about?
That's lovely. It's nice. It has taken away that hot, crazy weather, and the house is nice and cool. So it's nice. I like it. I mean, from the pool. I don't like this. I don't like summer in St. Kitts at all. So I welcome this nice cool weather.
Yeah. Well,
but the rain is just continuous. It's not stopping.
Is that just for St. Kitts, or it's for the Leeward Islands, or it's for Nevis? What's the weather like?
From the Virgin Islands, come all the way back to us.
Is this a part of Tammy still hanging around? How again?
Apparently, is Tammy plus a depression that came up from Honduras. So the moisture from Tammy mixed with this one is giving us, and we should have this rain for the whole weekend. That's the forecast. and started yesterday, since yesterday morning early. But I find today is just continuous. It's not stopping. You know, when you got a shower and then it stops and then you probably could run out and get in the car, whatever you. No,
yes.
It's just continuous.
Okay, and you say you're home alone. You did say that.
Anyway, let's not go there. The cruise ship did come. The Carnival cruise ship came. And I was planning to go to work, but it's just too much rain out there. Let's not go there.
So that's what you're saying, that so no, nobody can leave and nobody can come. Okay. Okay. Well, no, I don't know. I'm just asking questions. But I tell you what, since you tell us that the rain is happening.
I'm enjoying the rain. That's it.
Okay. Since you told us that it's raining, we know Barbuda got the worst of the hurricane Tammy down there. Anything to report, Antigua and Barbuda?
No, I haven't heard anything extra.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Don't go, Colonel, hold for your friends then, because they just said that we should get some representation here for Heal the World around this time. Dennis, well, you're going to represent Dawn and Debbie, because Lynn is saying there's a lot of rain, so let's see if we can get some rain cloaks or some umbrellas down there, or maybe some tube or rafters or canoe. What they need, let's go solicit in. Dennis, come on in. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ivor. And
morning.
Good morning to fellow panelists and listeners wherever they are. We are almost at the end of the year. But the needs of the citizens of Antigua and Barbuda are still very much with us. Debbie and Dawn of the Antigua and Barbuda Charity Care Group would like to remind listeners to take a moment to think about those men, women, and children whose lives can be changed with a little help and charity. It is not too late to make a promise to reach out with a donation. Whether it is of food, clothing, materials, schools, items, and even monetary gifts will help to alleviate the need. Whatever you are able to donate, contact Debbie Campbell, 1-845-820-6598. That's Debbie Campbell at 1-845-820-6598. Email Debbie Campbell, NYC, that's DebbieCampbellNYC at AOL.com. Dawn Curtin, that's DawnKirton, email 697 at gmail.com. So that's Curtin 697 at gmail.com. And Dawn, phone number is 1-785-554-5628. That's 1-785-554-5628. Please help if you can. Every little bit counts. So think about those folks in Antigua Barbuda and, of course, the hard work of Debbie Dawn and the Antigua Barbuda Charity Care Group. Back to you, Iva.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and greet your fans? That's wonderful.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. All the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and particularly to the special fans, the ones informed about our performance. So I'm going to go up to New York and say good morning to Mortis, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobby. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Kermit Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin. I'm sure they're probably raining as well, but they're going to enjoy this rain because, as people in St. Martin do, they're going to find a way to keep a party in the middle of the rain. Good morning, Alma. Good morning, Carlos. As you enjoy your party, remember, I'm celebrating it here with you. I'm going to go on over to Sinkes. And you've heard Lynn, they've got some continuous rain over there in Sinkes. We're not so fortunate here, but we did get some, you know, showers, intermittent showers, scattered showers, as it's called. They were enough to keep the soil wet and soggy in some places. And we are happy for that because it cools the place down a little bit. The heat is still there, but not as bad as it was yesterday. So we're doing pretty well here in the Virgin Islands. Good morning to the people in need, to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly the Carmen Lady C. Griffin. And I want to move on to say good morning to my classmates of the 1972 Charleston Secondary School class, graduating class. Good morning to you. And I especially say good morning to my friend, Earl Sargent, who is also a member of that class. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to the UK when we say good morning to Omel. And I'm sure she's still standing by and waiting for her Calypso along with Michelle. Good morning to you. I hope that the weather is as nice as you'd want it to be and you're enjoying it along with this show, the Saturday morning show, coming to you with the Caribbean Global Voices. I'm going to move across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to Marva. Marva Jones over there in Fort Lauderdale. My favorite celebrity, Tiffany, my brother, Malik, and sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm going to also say good morning to the musical genius, Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And, you know, they say music is the soul. So we are hoping that the guy, genius in this field, would help him to come through his own health challenges. Good morning, Elimat. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. We are good morning to our character, Mr. Jerome Cutner Richards, who comes to you by that way of Sunday. Good morning, Cutner. I'm heard from Cutner because I need to hear Cutner's take on what's going on with West Indies cricket. I need to hear it for myself. I don't want anybody to tell me what Cutner's saying. So Cutner, give me a call, man. I need to hear from you. I'm going to go up to Georgia where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, Barbara. As far as I understand, they're enjoying beautiful weather up there. I'm told that it was in the 70s and they're having a great time. And after that, with the Saturday morning entertainment show, I'm going to go on over to Melbourne where I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. She's probably listening into a funeral service. I know. I think it's today. Is it today, Eva? The funeral service for Mother Mary.
Yes. Today at 10 o'clock. Yes.
Yeah. She's probably listening in at this time. So she's probably not hearing my greeting, but I'm sure she's going to go look back in the archives. So she's going to hear her greeting. And good morning to Kathleen. And hope her travels would be safe. Kathleen, that claims the inspirational hour as her favorite. Good morning to you. Your travels would be safe, and you'll be back to on your safe ground in due time. That said, good morning to all friends, and supporters. Stick around, because the show is not yet over. Ivor still got a great show for you. Go on, Ivor.
Okay.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to all of October, and I would dare say
in a whispering voice that quite a number of birthdays and anniversaries in the month of October. So let me mute Karen also, he don't hear what we're saying over here. October, really out there with neck, head, and half of the shoulders ahead of everybody. Okay, let me bring back in Karen. Nobody tell Karen what I just said, okay? So, Karen, now you're back on. We can go into birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments my Ruby son, Artie Watson. Okay? If anybody tells you anything about birthdays and say I say, don't believe them, okay?
I would not.
Thank you very much.
I would be putting myself as a risk if I believe somebody who say I will say something.
Not the much is boy, you know that. It's a good thing I mute that one here because she'll be laughing all the time.
Okay, good morning. Here are the birthdays. Okay.
You see what I say?
We are celebrating here on the Blog Talk Radio's Caribbean Global Voices Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, the last day of October for our show. It's October 28th. The 301st day, we stepped into the 300 now. The 301st day of 2023. And here are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is the birthday of Cyril Christiani out of Guyana, Douglas Sanghew, an umpire out of Jamaica, out of England, Robert Bailey, White Lancashire, Freya Davis, out of Australia, Peter Cantrell, Dennis Lilly. And I got to put an asterisk to that. Not the fast bowler Dennis Lilly that we all know. Today's the birthday of Mark Johnson, Munal Patel, and Gilbert T, out of the USA. Out of New Zealand, Tom Puna, out of the UAE, Afan Haider, out of South Africa, Peter Karsten, out of the Netherlands, Flavian Afonso, Peter Cantrell, out of Hong Kong, Ayush Shukla, out of the Philippines, Kapil Kuma, a former Mr. Universe bodybuilder, Paul Winter, that's Leon's brother-in-law, Jamaican reggae artist Bob Andy, died back in 2020, Kumar Rodney, president of Antigua and Barbuda Cricket Association, Jonas Salk, who created the polio vaccine. He was born in 1940. Today is the birthday of Bowie Kuhn, the baseball Hall of Famer and commissioner, was born in 1926. Bernie Ecclestone, motorsports Formula One driver. Lenny Wilkins, NBA coach and player. He's 86. Wow. American actor Dennis Franz from out of NYPD Blue, he's 79. Bill Gates is 68. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the former president of Iran, he's 67. American actress Julia Roberts from the movie Pretty Woman, she's 56. Brad Paisley, American country singer, is 51. American actor Joaquin Phoenix from The Gladiator is 49. English actor Matt Smith from Doctor Who is 41. In 1216, Henry III, another Henry, God, no, age 9, is crowned King of England after the death of his father, King John. Well, why they couldn't call him John? Henry had to come in there someplace.
Man. Someplace, man. Yep. Oh, Henry.
Yeah. Okay, in 1492, Christy Columbus sailed to Cuba on the South Cuba and sailed to Cuba on the 28th and claims it for Spain. In 1636, Harvard University, the oldest academic institution of higher learning in the United States, was founded by the great and general court of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. In 1776, the Battle of White Plains, George Washington retreats to New Jersey. In 1831, Michael Faraday demonstrates his dynamo invention that changed the world by giving it the electrical generator. In 1886, the Statue of Liberty was dedicated by U.S. President Grover Cleveland and was celebrated by the first Confederate picketed parade in New York. It was given to the United States by France to celebrate America's claim to have created a state of liberty. Wow. 1918, the Republic of Czechoslovakia, now known as the Czech Republic, created with Thomas Masaryk as its first president. In 1921, the first American gubernatorial recall election is held in North Dakota. Governor Lynn Fraser loses to Ranval Nestos by 4,000 votes. In 1929, the Dow Jones plummets 33.33 points to 260.64. Those who are involved in the stock market and all that thing will know what that means. I don't. Black Tuesday, triggering the Great Depression, I should say the day before Black Tuesday, triggering the Great Depression. That's the Dow Jones tumbling. In 1948, the flag of Israel is adopted. In 1954, the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature is awarded to Ernest Hemingway. In 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Remember that? Those who are like me will remember that. And Sparrow, remember, Sparrow came out that, with that telescope. U.S. President John F. Kennedy receives a letter from Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev suggesting that they settle this matter with an agreement. That sounds like using some sort of diplomacy. In 1971, Britain joins the European Common Market, the Europe, by voting 356 to 244. In 1988, Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen gives $10 million to the University of Washington Library. In 1997, the NBA announcing the hiring of Lee Cantor and Violet Palmer as the first woman to officiate in Major League All-Male Sports League. In 2006, Jamaica's former world heavyweight boxing champion Trevor Bubbick was struck to death in a dispute. I thought Trevor Bubbick was from Guyana. Wow, when do I think that? In 2018, Lewis Hamilton wins his fifth Formula One World Drivers Championship. And in 2021, Mark Zuckerberg announces Facebook will change its corporate name to Meta amid increased public scrutiny over leaked internal documents. And today, Ivor, remember Shaft, the movie Shaft. Its initial actor, what's his name, Richard Roundtree, I understand, died earlier this week. Remember, Richard Roundtree was one of those who actually introduced to the black screen actors back in the early 70s, late 60s, Richard Roundtree, Jim Kelly, and you know, that group of guys. So I understand that Richard Roundtree died earlier this week at the age of 81. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, 20th, brought to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Back to you,
Ivor. Yeah, I want to thank you for that, Cardinal, and let you know, October, you said it's right, we're into the 300 and plus days. We're going to go up to 365. Time really flies. I thought it was money that flies, but time do fly too. I wonder what Donna have to say with October month. Donna, you have a passing word for October? It was a...
Oh, is that,
day,
is that,
I think.
Is that wrong?
Yeah, Donna been here quite in the back because she's not feeling too well because... Oh, she just dropped. Look at that. see me there all this time, and she just dropped.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she just, the minute here, calling him too fast, too soon. But nonetheless, see, Lynette was over there running her mouth and just laughing away. Lynette, you use her mouth too much, you know. You laugh too much. But it's good medicine. Keep the doctor away.
Lord, yeah. Have mercy.
I laughed a minute keeping Dr. Far, far away, Lynette. Don't mind it.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep the wrinkles out your face so you look younger.
Okay. There you go. That's another benefit.
But kind of, somebody tell me she thinks she was in one of the bush. She's keeping all the bush.
Huh?
To keep away the dog. But anyway.
You still with the bush story, eh?
They tell you an apple a day, and you apple that they show you wasn't our apple. So, then later we find out it really wasn't the apple. It was the bush tea and the laughter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, Colonel, we're gonna go ahead and get a comment your way because we have to take him home. And now you told me, Michelle, all the time you used to say that Omel have to get her Calypso. This morning you said Omel and Michelle. So
yeah.
I'm
not responsible for what you hear, Ivan. I'm only responsible for what I tell you.
Well, for the first time you said Michelle and Calypso.
And the inspirational section was good.
It was.
I enjoyed all the songs. Yeah, it was good.
Well, you're stealing Dennis Thunder now. You're stealing Dennis Thunder. I have to. what? I don't know. Between you and David, I got to put you in a competition with your laughter. So, Channel, we're gonna get your commentary. Because we have to go out with a bang for October and maybe see if we can play one or two songs for Michelle and Omel. Michelle and Omel, are they from Nevis? I think it's Nevis, Antigua. Where
Michelle was. Omel is from Nevis. Omel and I grew up together. And Michelle was born in England because Omel migrated to England some years ago. Michelle is Omel's daughter. But she loves Calypso.
Oh, okay.
She was born and raised in England, but she loves Calypso. So
okay. So Omel is from Brooklyn. Omel is from
Brooklyn.
What are you saying?
Yes. Right.
Okay. I gotta get on 7-1. 7-1 didn't even tell me that. I had no idea.
Ah. 71 keeping things from you. And that's how 7-1 has shortcomings that most people don't know about.
Oh, she got shortcomings?
I didn't say she got shortcomings. I didn't call it a gender. I said 7-1 has shortcomings. Linux already told us that.
Okay.
Lynette says 7-1 has shot coming.
If I laugh one more time.
Most of us don't know about. So that's why you didn't get the whole 7-1 story.
I didn't get, okay.
Okay.
I'm a day late on a dollar shot. A day late on a dollar shot.
All right. Dollars, maybe $2.
You can't beat this Saturday morning entertainment show, boy. I don't think you can beat it.
Not for entertainment. You might be doing something else, but you can't beat this for entertainment.
Oh,
no. Anyway, July 21st is a good month. It's a good date. 7-1. Play the three. What do you call it? The lot of numbers, the three numbers, 7-1. You might just have to be a winner. Anyway, let's get your commentary because we have to take care of Michelle.
Okay. Now, I will begin this commentary by advancing a theory that I have been insisting on for some time. And listen carefully as I say, all people are not human. We can discuss that later if you care to. Anybody who wants to discuss that with me. All people are not human. And all human beings have not maintained the shape and essence of humanity. As I say again, human is a spiritual identity, not a biological classification, as most of us have been taught so far. This theory helps me to explain our social circumstances and the dire threat to continued human existence. Having said that, let me show you something that supports my conclusion. Around the mid to late 1930s, Germany became the most highly industrial nation in Europe. Of course, being highly industrialized means being very powerful. And power, in the language of Europeans, means having the capacity to destroy. Predictably, Germany began to exercise its power in the well-established European tradition to assert control, dominance, and supremacy over others. But this time, Germany started to assert its dominance over the rest of Europe. Under the leadership of Adolf Hitler and the fascist theory of National Socialism, also called Nazism, in 1939, Germany began its campaign to become the superior of the superior. In a word, Germany was to become the white man's white man. In what is now known as the Second World War, Germany invaded Poland, Austria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, France, and other European nations, and by 1941, invaded Britain. That was then considered the most powerful country in the world because of the expanse of its colonial empire. Remember when they have us sing, have us repeat, the sun shall never set on the British Empire? They were talking about that. Within its borders, the Germans murdered black people, Polish people, Jews, Gypsies, Slavic people, Ukrainians, Jehovah's Witnesses, gay people, political and religious resistors, mentally and physically disabled men, women, and children, and anyone who was considered to be a threat to the German state, either because they were not considered to have the ability to represent the superior race, or the superior of the superior, or because they resisted this march towards the superior of the superior. This campaign, which became known as the Holocaust, somehow the Jewish people have managed to monopolize these atrocities as their personal tragedy, ignoring everyone else who suffered as a result of this tragic assault upon humanity. Under this claim, the Jews demanded a Jewish state, and the Western powers, in assistance with the activism for a Jewish state, created the State of Israel in Palestine. The carnage of the Holocaust and the Second World War ended when Germany eventually lost the war in 1945. On October 18, 1945, an indictment was handed down against 24 German officials for crimes against humanity. And I want that term to sink in, crimes against humanity. The indictment was delivered by four chief prosecutors, one from the United States, one from the United Kingdom, one from France, and one from the Soviet Union. The indictment was the charging document which laid the foundation for what is called the Nuremberg trials. That's when the Germans were brought to trial, like I said, for their crimes against humanity. Now, the Holocaust led by the German Nazi Party took millions of lives. He said that about 6 million of those were Jews, and that number is debated. They committed horrors in what was called the T4 program, a program that killed mentally and physically disabled children and adults. The leader of this program, or the architect of this program, was a man by the name of Josef Mengele, and is known in history, Angel of Death. These men were put on trial for slave labor, used in the camps and ghettos, the outright murder of Polish and Jewish people all across Poland. But before the trial began on November 20th, there were already several party members who committed suicide, and these include Adolf Hitler, Joseph Goebbels, and Heinrich Himmler, the architect, and Robert Ley. The trial found 19 guilty, acquitting 3 of the 21 on trial, and during the trial, evidence of the Nazis initiating a war was found alongside footage of the concentration camp. On October 16, 1946, 12 of the 19 were found guilty and put to death. Some of them spent 10 to 20 years in prison, and others escaped to different parts of the world, including Josef Mengele, whose remains were found in Brazil in 1985. Now, I'm saying all this to say this event called the Holocaust, that event that was called the Second World War, was presented to us as shocking to the conscience, shocking to the human conscience, a campaign that was described as crimes against humanity. Now I'm fast forwarding to 2023. As I look at the state of Israel as it bombards Gaza in its campaign to control, dominate, and hold supremacy over Palestine, I'm forced to ask, what happened to the forces that stopped Germany in 1945? What happened to the concept of crimes against humanity under which the officials of the German campaign were tried, convicted, and sentenced to death? Why are the people who demonized Adolf Hitler and the German fascist campaign are now the same ones who are now practicing the same campaign? Where are the people who, 6 centuries ago, designated themselves the most civilized people on the earth and claimed to have brought civilization to the world? Where is their superior intelligence to bring a civilized end to this campaign of genocide against the Palestinian people? Is the support for Israel or the silence of the leaders of the free world a statement of the human spirit? And that is why I started my commentary by stating clearly, all people are not humans, because if those leaders of the free world were incarnated of the human spirit, the bombardment of Gaza in the campaign to take over Palestine by the State of Israel, that claimed to have denounced such practices, could not have continued for the last 22 days. Those are my thoughts. What are yours?
Okay, well, you know how I feel about the Jews, the Palestinians, we are all people. And if I can add one more, say we are all God's people. I don't know if it's true, but there's a TikTok that's going around saying that America is asking the NFL players to take a knee for Israel. I know that got to be farthest thing from the truth. Never in my wildest dream I believe that Kaepernick would been out of a job because of taking a knee for the injustice that was being done to black people. Here we go. They're telling you, in the same NFL, take a knee for the people of Israel. So I have to confirm. But like I said, I have a video going along with that. Let's see if Dennis have anything to say concerning your commentary or to bring something to the front.
Ivor, thank you for the opportunity. I can only say that I've listened intently to Cardinal's presentation, and there really isn't anything I should or can add, subtract, or remove from what he has said. And, you know, last week I said the total destructions of the homes and infrastructure, the blockades of food, water, electricity, and medicine can only be described as collective punishment. And for the group of people, for the nation, the people who went through the Holocaust, not to appear to have taken anything away from the historical basis of what occurred back then shows that there is a mindset that is focused on the wrong aspects of history. The acts of retribution has long-term consequences. And it may be that by destroying the Palestinians' homes and residences and starving them of food, water, electricity, and so on, will have consequences in the long run. Because even though they may think that the terrorists have been obliterated from Gaza, they're only hiding out, which means that, you know, you create more terrorists, you create more people with anger, more people who will join groups. So this cycle will never end until two sides, or at least until someone decides that it's time to give and consideration to the other people. I've been through, meaning this can look at themselves historically and see that they went through a great deal of suffering and a great deal of inhumanity to men. Have they learned nothing from what transpired back then? Have they lost all sense of decency, all sense of shame? And that's not to excuse the atrocities which started this series of events, but nonetheless, two wrongs does not make a right, and the innocent children of Palestine should not be going through what they're going through. Ivor, thank you for the opportunity. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you very much. Like you said, I will sit, I will watch, and I will wait. Let's see if David has anything to say. That he might very well want to wish folks over there in the Middle East his good wishes. David, did you hear the commentary from the Cardinal? If not, I know you're busy and you're just listening. So I'll take your silence as you have nothing much more to add with what Cardinal would have said. Cardinal always come with a good commentary, stays up to date. So I think think we can leave it there for now. Let me just say, Lynette did inform us about some heavy showers down in St. Kitts. So we have an advisory here where the seas, they're going to be rough today, folks. They're going to be spanning 8 feet. I can say the swells, that the swells, but the swells would be reaching as high as 6 feet. And they're saying, therefore, high surfing advisory remains in effect. So for you surfers, you're not advised to get on out day to do any surfing.
Man, that's a surfer's paradise. You talk what you want.
Well, the advice is coming out of the Robert L. Bratcher thing, so it's not me. I'm going to say, like 7-1, they said, I was nicely putting my plates 7-1. I am not your advisor. And I know that had to be, you had something to do with that. You, Mr. Carter, to say, you better tell her, segregate and disassociate yourself. Because I know all along, I have it ticked off here. My advisor, my number one advisor is 7-1. But this morning, Cardinal, initials are right behind the writing. I see CM. I know CM is not for centimeters.
It still is.
Since you're dealing in short and inches, I'll give you that. So, anyway, that's what they're broadcasting, rolling up the hill. And Omel and Michelle will not have me on their bad list, like 7-1. So here we come. Put the dancing shoes on. There you go.
Let me do a little, oh, ba 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 ba.
remember when we was courting, before we had this family. Anyway, so he played. Two people thought to be there was we. But then we start having children. To make them strong, we give dance up. Turning back the hands of the clock. Tonight the black man feeling the party. Tonight the black man feeling the jam, 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 jam. Tonight the black man just is a boogie woogie. Come on, come on, hold on to your man. And every two, and every two, and every two a little.
Disco, really no overflow. Looks like everybody's gone.
but young girls, give me some room. Let me enjoy the carnival.
We'll be right back.
watch out. We got must be lit.
Well, we have Miss Lynette with us, and she wants to say something. Lynette, the world is listening.
Hello?
Yes.
What am I going to say? Still raining? Hello?
I thought you were going to say something about Irma, the hurricane Irma. Was Irma worse than Tammy or Tammy worse than Irma? Which one?
Irma,
keep away from your lady.
Irma was a hurricane. Tammy was nothing.
Oh. I don't know where you're going to do that talk.
Tammy was just rain. We ain't got no wind.
Irma was worse than Tammy. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. You heard it here first. Irma, you are worse than Tammy.
Oh, my goodness. No. We are talking about this hurricane now.
Wait, that's what we're talking about? Why? You have something else in mind?
Okay, make sure we are talking about the hurricane and not an individual.
No. What are you talking about? We're talking about the ladies.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Did the hurricane hit St. Martin? Or there's one on St. Martin?
It's the same. All of us get the same thing. A lot of rain. Just whatever we get here, it's what St. Martin would have gotten. Because we're on the same run.
Oh,
we're all
abandoning
the north.
I don't get no more information.
Oh, some places might get a little more wind, a little bit more rain, but we're on the same level up there, not? St. Kitts, St. Croix, Antigua, St. Martin, St. Bart, Sabre. We're right up the top of there. We're the most northern
St. Could we introduce it?
They should.
Well,
Colonel,
I'm glad you told me when Colonel says St. Martin needs some good water. Is it dry?
Okay.
Is St. Martin dry?
Well, I'm not there. I haven't been to St. Martin for such a long time.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't know. Who we have in St. Martin? Irma and Carlos down there, please come and help us.
Oh, Irma is in St. Martin here. I just remember that.
Please come and tell us what's going on in St. Martin.
I normally refer to Irma 7-1 when I'm thinking about St. Martin. But now you took it to another level. You took it. Well, we're getting ready to close this show, the entertainment show. Folks, on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, I missed from the show because I got my son called, so.
Oh, you missed the Swedish part, man.
Uh-oh. Well, I could always listen it back, but I had to take my son's car.
Don't listen it back, because I don't want you to follow the cardinal at all.
I am going to listen it back.
No, not that part.
I would listen. Huh?
Keep your friendship with cardinal. You don't want to hear what he said.
Okay, cardinal, I would listen just because you said that, I would listen.
Okay, let me see if I can get home for Christmas.
What happened to Marcus today? I didn't hear her.
She said security done.
That's not true.
I'm with you. Surely, it's a very cold reminder. It's Christmas time again, and I'm thinking of you. Oh, I miss you, and the things we always share. Oh, I wish that I was there, close to you. I'm sure that Christmas here is beautiful, but oh, with you it's much for your picture, thinking beauty's in a frame, so hold it close to me. It gets better, but could never be the same, if I could hear you call my name when you're coming to me. The fireplace and cold can keep me warm.
Sometimes, you know, wishes do come true. Well, folks, next time we meet, we will be in the November month, 12-month year. So make this October a memory. Dennis,
yes, and I have two birthdays right up front in November.
Oh, okay. We'll get to that. But Dennis, tell us where we'll meet.
My mom was the third and my sister is the fifth.
Happy birthday to them. Dennis, where we meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m.? Okay. Where is Dennis? Oh, Dennis left. Oh, he got dropped. Well, tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m., the heavyweight comes in from 6 until 9 on the Cricket Show, 515-605-9850. So make it a date and don't be late. Colonel, we are ending your month. So you're going out and take us out of October month and lead us into Lynette's Mother's Month.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, in spite of all the distance, there was much to celebrate in October. Great month. Large number of birthdays and anniversaries, the greatest days. Even I've had to admit to that. And we got our villains too, but that's okay. It comes with a mix. We're happy to be here with you in October. And so we'll be in November. Like I told you earlier, November comes in a close. And Lynette already started off the program by telling you, look, I got two in my family that are going to celebrate birthday.
Actually four.
So, okay, there you go. I keep telling you, it runs close to October. It runs a close second. But, you know, and I know that a lot of people who are not celebrating October wish they were, and they're sorry that we got enough. But we've got to go and make way for the celebrant of November. Birthdays, events, and anniversaries. I will always bring that to you. And Lynette will bring you a taste of her own. I'm sure Mertris and Donna would have contributions. So we look forward to seeing you in November as we say goodbye to the celebrants of October. And I wish you all the best for a great week, because hopefully I will be here next week to tell you a little more about it. Until then, have a wonderful day.
All right. Well, I have two birthdays. I have two of my daughters have birthdays in November. Lynette, say your goodbye in 20 seconds.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed the show. Kept my company with all this rain. I enjoyed the inspirational portion. The songs are lovely. Everybody have a good week. We look forward to the new month to see what it will bring. In Jesus' name.
I want to thank you and thank everyone for coming through. Kathleen with the prayer, Leon with his prayer as well. We had Dennis coming through and David coming through with supporters also. Cardinal as usual on point with his commentary. Hail his many fans. We didn't get to hear about Mama Bob today on the air, but Merch is reported off air, so he's okay. You asked the question, what about Mertris? Well, she's saying she's going to be out doing some chores today. So, unless they cut us off, let's end with the song.
How I wish that